Rabbi Nachesa with Aleph. So the Gemara says, last thing we learned was that you have to learn properly. You have to learn 40, like Shlokish, he should learn it 40 times, Chazad, the Sugya, before he went to Rabbi Yechidah to have a discussion with him. And this connected the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemaim. Says the Gemara, I tell you, that's why it says, as far as it's called Mishnah, Mem Shana, like 40 times you learn it over. Rav Adar Bar Abba used to organize the Mishnah together to chazer it before he discussed it properly. Esin va'abo zimin, 24 times. Keneged teyre v'ing zimin, corresponding with teyre v'ing zimin. What exactly the idea is, not exactly here. But ayle kamei Rav. Then you go to Rav to discuss. So no, that's what the Gemara says somewhere else. Rav Adar Bar Abba was very reliable because he remembered exactly what his Rebbe used to say. Rav Amar, Rav says, "Im ra'is a talmid chacham, if you see a talmid shilamude kashal of kebarzel, that he has first dropped the cup, it's not entering his mind. It's like a piece of metal. You know why it's so? Not only because he didn't chaz, it's also part of the teacher's fault. Rabbi she'ina mazbel upon him. His Rebbe is not showing him a smile. He's not really trying to explain to him properly. Shenem says, but who lie? You know why he lie? You know why he's not learning well? Because ponim kalkel. Because the ponim." He's not giving him a good face. My tekante, what should his solution be? Yar b'lov rein, get your friends to talk to your Rebbe, that he should be nice to you. Shenemer says, it says in the end of that pasuk, it says, v'chayolim yegaber, chayolim are your friends, they should go ahead and give strength. Then v'yisrein hachshir chochma, then your chochma will work a lot better. Koshkein, better yet, im huchshiru ma'asa b'fnei rabbi, mikore, better yet, is chatchil, you behave better. Why do you think the Rebbe is not giving you a say upon him? Because it's something that you did. So therefore, you should behave chatchil good. V'amar Rab Ami, Amaydech, he said the Pasik, Im Yishoich Hanochash, if the snake bites you, B'loi Lochash, without any saying any chance, V'ein Yisrael L'Bal HaLosh, there's no advantage to the Bal HaLosh and to the owner of the tongue, we'll see what that means. So we're teaching as follows. Im Ro Yisodo, if you see a generation, Shashamayim Mishtachi Kedachashas, if you see a generation that the sky suddenly appears like a copper, in other words, it's no longer producing rain. It's because the people are supposed to whisper she'ein b'doyr, that are not available in that generation. What are you supposed to whisper? Sh'til shmenesser, the quiet shmenesser. And they're not davening properly, and that's why it's happening. My takanosan, what is the solution? Yelchu eitzimishi yedeluchish, go to somebody who knows how to daven quiet shmenesser. The chesiv, it says, yagid olav reyoy, go to your friend that he should help you out. The ein yisil ba'al loshen, what does that mean? There's no advantage to know somebody knows how to pray. No, but someone knows how to pray, doesn't do it. If you know how to daven tzulach and you don't, then what benefit do you have from it? What happened? You davened and still there's a drought and it doesn't help. Yelech eitzel chosid shebeder. Then go to the chosid shebeder, go to the rabbeim of the dirt. V'yarbol abetfilah, let him daven on your behalf. Shenemark, the pasuk says, he told him to go to Mavgir, somebody who else who knows how to daven well. Ain't pegil tefillah, mino pegil is daven. We had yesterday. Shenemar says a pasuk that the Abishah says to Yimio, "Va'ata tespal b'adam," is that don't daven on behalf of these people. "Va'al tisa b'adam," do not joy for them. Rina utefillah, don't bother davening. "Va'al tivga b'," and don't bother me because I'm not listening. So tivga is davening. We don't know what it means, and we have to use this posse to go. Yeah, exactly.
Because normally you go to Torah if you can.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but no Rashi. Rashi, Mishtachel Avin Chayis Sky become like copper. Ma'adim in Ponim becomes red. Ke'ein Rudilia. Kerem Vametzia. The Shosir Tvei that's rusty. Shehele Chaluda Shnetzorin Melahin. That mother became rusty. That's no longer producing rain. What's the advantage do you have? You know, daven if you're lucky, if you don't do it. What happened in Lachash? So you daven on behalf of your community, and there'll also be other. And it worked. The rain started. Now we'll make it die to love you. Suddenly feel good about yourself that you were able to make it rain. Yeah, so what happens then? So we say, maybe the end of that pasuk is after Yagel Rei, you tell your friend, it says, that that he either he's jealous of Afla anger, or he brings off Al Oila on top of it. What does that mean? Afla Oilam, he brings anger to the world. So it says, Mikne Af Al Oilam. The one who brings it up, brings up Af. That's what he uses that pasuk for. The Grash Mikne Af Al Oilam, Mikne Af, Misha Megis Daitavail. Somebody feels haughty, full of your breed, that's what he does. Second of all, Rav Amar, Rav says, Shnei Tamid HaChomim, from the same pasuk, two Tamid HaChomim, Yashin B'Iracha, two rabbis sitting in the same city. They know Yichin Zelaz, Bahalocha, they're not going well with each other. Bahalocha, they don't have a good rapport. It's when it comes to Bahalocha matters, Miskanin Ba'af, what they do is they bring out this b'china of Af, of anger, Umali Noish, and make it rise. And then it says, Mikne Af Al Oila, Rashi, it brings Af to that community. Rashi, ve'ein noichin zelazev, v'hochim asher, v'shvil shatzor lahagin zelazev, v'liz noichin b'halocha. On the one hand, they should be able to talk to each other in halocha. Ve'ein noichin, they're doing it, mikne miskanim, misgarim ba'av. They antagonize, they arouse this Af. Umali moishe, they bring up, the oila goes on the Af. The Af now has risen, umevim moishe, and they bring it unto themselves. However, v'yesh goishin pufaket, v'in noichin zelazev b'halocha. In a positive way. If they do get on well in halocha, Miskanim ba'af. What is miskanim ba'af? That they in a way they push away the af. Mishiyagel v'reishin noiches, they get on miskanim ba'af umali moisim aleim. But oila means to take it away from them. If the rabbanim get on with each other very well, then forget it pushes away this af. Right. Omer shalok jamai says the pasuk im yoshay chanocha shiv the snake we just said before. If the snake will bite, beloi lachash. If the snake will bite, we said before, im yishach anochash, beloi lochash, without any lochash, if it ain't yisrael ba'aloshin, there's no maila. What's going on here? He says, you know what he says, talking about? Lo'osid lover, miskapses, the boys call a chayz anochash, or the animal will come to the snake with a taina. A lion kills, but he does it because he wants to eat. Zev, toide ve'oichol, zev, rips apart and he eats. And he just tramples, and he will eat while the thing is still alive, and a zev will first kill it before he eats it. But atamano yeshlochach, they hurt things. They're doing it for not stam because they want to be vindictive or cruel. They're doing it for themselves. But you're biting and you poison people. What do you get from it? Garnish. You all eat the sand. And he said to them, "Ein yisel lebal loshen." It says that even when there's no advantage to the bal loshen, still they do it. Rashi. Therefore, somebody's lashon hara, we bring him to the snake. Kadesh is bayish, v'nesha hasi, adam arishin, which we bring to the snake, because the snake should be embarrassed, because he is the one who seduced adam arishin, whom is bayish, and imo, and misab lashon hara. So everyone else is in bayish, and who knows when you do a vein, you do for benefit, is one thing. But you have nothing to gain from it, just hurting other people, stand for the sake of hurting, then look, how awful.
What kind of answer is this?
Not an answer. And that's what he's saying, Omalem ain't these about Loshan, there's taka wrong. I'm embarrassed. And that's why we bring Rashi said we bring the Baal Loshan to the snake. They should also feel contrite. Omalabami ain't to feel Loshan Mishmas. Elikay may seem not to a person's tefillah is not heard unless he's prepared to put his soul in his hand. Shenemrat says, Nose Livavenu El Kapayim will carry our heart into our hands. In other words, you should daven with kavana. Fredi when ain't it's not so. Oikim Shmuel Amoida Le Shmuel once set up his Amoida, his translator or his voice box next to him. But Dorash and he dash in the following pasuk. It says in the pasuk, Vayifatu bepiem, that they entreated from him using their mouth. But with their tongues they lied to him because they didn't really mean a word they said. Velibam leinochinimai, the hearts weren't there. They didn't really believe in him. And Afa Pekain says, the Shmuel says, what's the next passing in Tehillim? As long as you daven, even if you had no kavana, the Ebishter will forgive you. And you just a minute ago, Nesa Kapayim, that you said, Nesa Levenu Kapayim, that you have to have daven with kavana. Like Kasha. Can be Yochid, can be Tzibur. If you daven Yochid, the only way the Ebishter will listen to you is if you daven with kavana. But if you daven with Tzibur, even without kavana, the Eibushter listens. Like we have the pasuk in Rosh Hashanah, "Hein kel kabel lo yam," lo yim brocha, "Hein kel kabel lo yam." Rashi, you leave nochri, but imo kodei Eibushter of the king, called some of who would ache chaber of shemayt for losam hechiyam in hayse shet for losam shmas. Elikay neib mishnashu bekapik lemishnashu bechavem bekapik. You had to have kavana, B'tzibut filosum nishmas afa pisha ein leiv kulum shalom. Not everyone has a complete heart. Kedachsiv vayifatu b'piim b'dvorin lo shalom. How do you know someone? Because the pasuk says in lo shalom. So we know someone lo shalom. B'yachid ein alikin libe mechaven. The one that able to listen, you need to have the right kavanas. Then we invite Rabbi Abami. And kshamim yodim, you know when chus the Eibush that makes it produce rain. Those who believe in him, Shneimer says, "Emes me'eretz titzmach." Do you know what's going to cause that it will grow from the ground? The tzedek m'shemayim nishkav. The Eibush looks down and he sees that there's tzedek. See that there's a munah. Amar Rab Ami, boy, come and see. Kamugdeilim bali emuna. Look how great the people who are believing the Eibush. And that's chus the Eibush makes it rain. Menai, how do you know? The chulde bird, from the famous story of the weasel and the bird, which we'll see in a minute. If you believe in a weasel and a bird, and look how the Eibush punishes if you don't do it right. Surely, well, the right is the Eibush punishes you, but surely if you believe, then the Eibush will reward you. Rashi, bizman she emes meretizma she yesh emunah b'masa matan. So Rashi teaches emes means that you have to be honest when it comes to business. Other mustach is it's like Tosfos and the Shabbos and the Gemara Shabbos of Amalal the Faket. It shows that these people, any farmer has faith. He takes real food, buries in the ground, and it rots first. And he has to believe that it'll have a good season, that it's going to produce fruits. Otherwise, he just ruins some good food. So every farmer automatically has a munah. So Rashi says, "Yesh emunah masamatan." He's honest in business. Al sedu b'shemayin yishkev d'hainik shamim shen tzlokas d'loker. Chul the boy. Let's do Tosfos because Tosfos has more details than Rashi. A beautiful story. Tell all your kids. Chul the boy. Kacher baruch olam kav kam says Tosfos. Pidish maimim bechul the boy. He believes in a weasel and the pit. Masa hoya benayda achad. The story of the girl hoisa writes a little bit. Let's go home. Have a hoya boy bederech. There's a pit somewhere on the road. The nafla, she fell inside and she threatened to drown. A young man came by. He said, "If I save you, rescue Tanasi, you'll marry me." She said, "Yes." They made us a pact. Even though we had the Markadushan of Ches over there, of Zion, that if she asks you for bread, she's hungry, and you say, "I'll give you bread if you marry me," and you take it, and she said, "Yes," it's not Kedushan because you wanted the bread. So she was drowning in the boil, and the guy says, "You're going to marry me if I take you out." So that's the big Kiddush. That even though Apidin, if it went to the Taylor, she didn't have to. But yet she kept her word. They made a shvur, he will not marry anybody else. He led Tanasi Lishacha, she won't marry anybody else, they'll marry each other. And they said, then me, may benenu, who are our witnesses? There was a weasel walking right by in front of the bird. Amru, they say, Elu Shnayim, Boy, Vachulda, Yeid, and Benenu, why not the bird and the Chulda? Let those be the witnesses before us. Alchodakan went on the merry way. He Amda Bishavasa, she stuck to her word, even though she's the one who didn't have to. Who knows Isha Cheres? He forgot all about it and married somebody else. The old Bain, he had a kid. Boz Chulduv and Oschosiv Emes. Came along a weasel and killed his child. The old Ben Shay had a second kid. The Nuffle boy fell into a pit and Mesa died. Omer Lishtin, Maze HaMaisa, is it Modna? This is strange. Two of our kids and both of them died in strange ways. Shigi Elonu, Shalek Yishab and Yodim. They died in Misa Meshun in such a strange way. Nisker Hashvu suddenly remembered the promise that he made. Recipeli Ishte Kola Maisa. She told over his wife the entire story. Omerla, she said to him, Imkein Chazoid Vikachena, then go keep your promise. Because of Laget, we'll never have children because you made a promise. He wrote her a get. She was still waiting for him. That's the Kiddush. She was still waiting for him because she kept the promise. I say, Hamamim Berchuldish Amidu Edusam, that they kept the Edus. Fascinating story.
So what's the raya from that? If you believe in a bird or chulda,
Marduk, you believe, put your faith in the Eibush's creatures, and you see that they carry out what they you intend them to do. Surely you have faith in the Eibush, the Eibush will carry out what he has to do and make it rain. About 7 lines to the bottom. If somebody's very frum down here, you should know from above, they're very, very strict with you. If you down here below want to be emes, then tzedek mishmaya nishkev. Nobody will produce down here, not mercy, tzedek, justice, which is not mercy. He'll be medactic to make sure that you go straight to Gan Eden. But the reason is because the Madik Rashi brings down to clean out your Avedis so that you should go straight to Canaan when you pass away.
He's a real guy.
He was, but Baruch is a Batkan, yeah.
So
Okay. It says in the pasuk, the way you fear him is the way he will deal with you. Evrasecha usually means anger. But the Eibush is going to punish you, so in order to clean you, purge you from all of your sins, so that you can go straight to Gan Eden. It says the pasuk, Pagata esas, you met over here sas. V'oyset tzedek bidrachecha, and you did justice in your ways. Yiskirucha, remember you, heinata katzavta, you got angry, v'necheta behem, oylam v'nivasha. And you sinned, and you were helped out. So again, okay, all these things mean that the Eibush is going to punish you for your slightest thing, so that you can go straight to Gan Eden. Anyone who rejoices with his student that the Eibush makes you, unfortunately, maybe you should love them. In fact, you help out the world and yourself. Because it says, just brought down the pasuk that behem oylam v'nivasha, the entire world will be saved. When the sky stops the rain. That she has these birth pangs, but nothing is coming out. In other words, in a way, it's worse. You see the clouds forming, but nothing happens. We find so many similarities between rain and birth. It says that tzida by rain, but never tzida by woman. Never tzida by woman. Says she never says the pasuk ki otzar, otzar Hashem ba'ad kodech. We find the word otzar when it comes to a woman who's barren. Benemra, we find atzidah shemayim rain as well. It says atzah shemayim. It says atzah shemayim. Nema laid by a woman. It says giving birth. Benema laid by shemayim rain. Also, we find the same expression. Nema laid by shemayim tired here. Ben says always gave birth. Benema laid by shemayim. It says in the pasuk that the haylida vehitzmicha. The rain came down. The haylida and gave birth. Vehitzmicha and it grew. Nema said pekida by a woman. It says Hashem pocket a solid. Benema pekida by shemayim. It says. By rain, it says, Pokada to Oretz, you remember the earth, Vatisha Kikeo, and he gave it to drink, Rabas Tashreno, Pelagalakim, Mole Moim. So we see the what? That rain also the Eibush remembered. So there's a lot of similarity in rain and giving birth. And we said before that the birth is the key to the Eibush, so too is rain. Pelagalakim, Mole Moim. What do you mean, Moim? What do you mean, Pelagalakim, Mole Moim? Tony, we learned, Kimin Kuba Yajberakia, there's a room. A chamber somewhere in the heaven. That's where the rain comes from. So Pelag Lakim, the room of the Eibush is molly mine full of water. He just has to decide to bring it down here in his world. Rashi, Nemra Tampe, Sidibisha, Kloiman, Akulum of Akshi Rachmi, Asad Rachmi, Pelag Bericha, a little creek, Kiminkuba, oil molly mine, a tent full of water. Second right, Maidachsiv, it says in Pasik. Imla shavit, if to a stick, imla arta, if to his land, imla chesed, and if it's for good, yamteo, he'll find it. What's going on here? We're talking about rain, and this is what he's talking about. Imla shavit, if there's supposed to be very strong rain, David has achmanas on us, what he'll do is, baharun gvais, he'll shift the rains to the mountains where it doesn't affect anybody. Imla chesed, the rain is supposed to come down calmly, yamteo lach, will come down to this world, to the land, besad as a kramim, to the fields and to the vineyards, so they'll grow properly. And im l'shevet, and again, if he wants to be strong, the rain, let's say the Eibush decided to make strong rain, punish us, and then he had achmoyet tshuva, he wanted achmanus, then he'll push it lilan as the trees. If it's not as strong as the other one, very very strong, go to the mountains. Not so strong, go to the tree, because trees can carry it. Im la'arza, and if it's a soft rain, l'zroim for the stalks, for the crop. Im l'chesed, the Eibush. It's supposed to be nice rain, and Yamtziu boy the Sichemayel, fill up all the dams and reservoirs. Rashi, im l'shevet, im gozer kodesh baruch hu l'shem alara, a lot of rain to harm us. As yoidim bekoyach kishel gestik shemake bekoyach, they come to hit us. Then the chazur b'tshuva kodesh baruch hu maridin. Where does he place them? Al harim v'gvoyz. He can't change the rain, but he can change where it goes, the location. Mokum she ain shemish, where there's nobody there. Avol im l'chesed she yoidim menachas kamli. Then Yamtziu, and there's only a limited amount of rain. Then Yamtziu l'arz et Yisrael. Interesting, again, Rashi et Yisrael. Everyone else types l'artza means it'll hit your land, so it won't. You know, you'll get the benefit of the rain. Rashi we had before as well, and there someone like Geisha. Rashi is here again. Eretz Yisrael.
When my son served in Lebanon in the army, so the Eibush should have moved out to Israel a few miles north.
Fertile.
It's not green compared to
Why the rain is the same weather pattern?
The whole bottom half
of
the
soul
is
busy. Yeah. Whole Middle East, you know, how much desert is there? Says more weite. Now this is very interesting. Says more weite. The made Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman have a kaf in the Moshe. There was a hunger, a famine in the land, and there was a plague in the land. Amri hechin avi. But what should we do? Neboy rachma tarte to daven and ask the Eibishter for help. On both matters at the same time. Loy efshir. You cannot ask for two things at the same time. I remember Liv Grom was here, he was saying that everyone was told somebody, the reason why you didn't answer is because you can't ask for two things at the same time, the same tzattel. The Gemara says right here, you can't ask for two things at the same time. We'll see where you know that from. El boy rach. What should we ask? So we have two terrible things happen to us, a famine and a plague. Which one should we dive for? El boy rach, so he said, so reception. The Shmuel Ben Ani said, let's daven a moister, let's daven that we shouldn't die from the plague. The kaplan is, but we can hunger, we can deal with, but plague, that's it. Amalur Ab Shmuel Ben Achmeni, Shmuel Ben Achmeni said, so first, this is what the people said. This is the time of what the people said. Said this one of the people, no, you're wrong. Niboyed, let's be smart. We can only ask for one thing, so think about it. Let's ask the Abishit to stop the hunger. If you're going to stop the hunger, that means he'll make it rain. If we make it rain, we have to be able to live to enjoy it. Why would the Abishit make a nest when nobody can benefit from it? Automatically, the plague will stop. The Eibshe gives the food, he gives it to those who are living. The Chassid says, the Eibshe gives it to the living. So the Chamele will be helped. Rashi, two things at the same time. The lace of Soiva, let him bring his Zatkite. Let him say that, say thus. Death will stop automatically.
So what do you think we have in
Shimon S,
all these things you're asking for? When you want to fill in Shimon S?
True.
When you do a shine of something, you ask a color thing.
But that is a general structure of a tefillah. But Mashenkin here is talking about not as part of a tefillah, of a general structure, but just in your own tefillahs. We'll see in a minute how we learn that. The Chiyav Rachman is Soivel Chayy, the Yoav Lachayim, the Mason of the Living, the Ainu, maybe Soivel Gdei Lahom Ibn Adam. Why would he bring Zatkai to the world so in order to kill people? The Sheikh should live. Must be the Chol Chayy Rotsen. Soivel Nois of the Adam Chayy, the living people. Let him all right. Omen Nolan, the Lehmat Slein Tarty. How do you know you cannot daven for two things at the same time? You'll see if it says, in the Pasig, when it's saying, We will fast. But Navakshim Elokeinu will ask from the Eibishter Al Zois on this. What do you mean Al Zois on this? Mikal Ikachil or other tzaddis. Yet they only davened on this. That's one raya. In Ezra. Mevarabah Amen. It's on the same Mashmei Rav Chagai. Mahoch from here. It says Verachmin Lemiva. It says by the name Verachmin Lemiva Mikadlo Koshmai. Let's ask Eibishter for Rachmin from the Eibishter on what Al Roza Dina this secret. They couldn't figure out the writing. So let's ask on this secret. There were other things they should have davened about, but now we'll daven for one thing. The made Rab Zayda in the times of Rab Zayda, Gozer Gzayda, made Gzayda, the Gozer, and the Gozer, and the Mason Issa. There were also guys that he cannot fast. So what should they do? They knew that fasting is the way to get rid of the Gzaydas. So the decree was you're not allowed to fast. In the time of Rab Zayda, would have been Romans? No.
Yeah,
you know how I mean Romans? But Rav Zayda was much later than the Romans.
Because Romans there for a long time.
There was the whole Roman reign was 300 years. And Rav Zayda didn't reach Rav Zayda. I don't know. The Persians or the... I don't know. Who was there? There were so many nations all around Israel that kept on...
At some stage.
Yeah, every nation in the world had one to have a chelik in it. All Rav Zayda said... Rav Zayda said... Nikable aloin. Interesting. Let us accept. Let us resolve that we're going to fast. And that alone is going to help us to cancel all the gzedas. And then later we're going to fast. How do you know this works? How do you know that if we just decide to fast, it's already Yeshua? It says, he said to me, Al tira den, don't be scared. As soon as you decided, and you understood. To fast with Eibishter, nishmud v'recha. I heard what you had to say. Amazing. Just you make achlata, already good things happen. Just achlata itself. Even like in time, Eliyahu was a 7-year famine. But if it rains at a Shabbos, ends in a call. Even a 7-year drought, terrible, terrible. But if it rains at a Shabbos, it denies you the opportunity to go and do shopping and get ready for Shabbos, it's already a klala. Hein Rabbi Shaila, kosher yema demita ki yema dina. Till now we were saying how wonderful rain is, but truth of the matter is, if the world could have existed without rain, it would have been better, because rain is actually a bad day. Rashi. Rashi, just do this way. Sorry, Rashi before, Nikabel, alive and yema tanisa, let's fast, Mishu, Kabbalah mahani lanke tanisa, just by accepting it, it's like a tanis. The chibat l'gzeda, Avdu will actually fast. How in the world would they know you're fasting? They stood there with lemonade machines there, and they would send to make sure everybody ate something. So if it rains Friday, it's a terrible thing. So even though all the shopping is done on Friday, not on Thursdays. Every time it rains, it's blotter and you can't do anything. Mondays and Thursdays was the entire Shem Escapism, but the Adam Lodden in Chavre, and Mondays and Thursdays was when the entire set. Ketakaras Ezra, she has humors, the Kailus, the Afshas, the Yemak Shamim, just like there was a lot of people. No, there was a lot of people, there was a lot of noise. When it rains, there's a lot of noise, there's thunders and so on. Kiyemadin, it's just like a judgment day, a lot of noise. We have a Shabbos Koshke, the Koshim Mitra, and Friday surely is worse because of the reason said before. This is what Rav Shaila said. Okay, so why is so interesting? What Rashi Pshat is that Kosher Yemer Mitzvah Yemer Din is like a day that they had the Din Taitis. There's a lot of noise in town. The Machlekes and there's a lot of people. Rain makes a lot of noise. Make noise. If not for the fact that the world needs rain, we would have davened to the Eibishter and said, Eibishter, we don't want rain. We want droughts. It's nice, sunny, pleasant, no mud. If the sun out there in Shabbos, it's a good thing for poor people because people enjoy it. It's nice, even if it's cold outside. The sun shines; it warms it up. It says in Pasuk, "Bezorch lechem yirishmi will shine to you those who fear me." Shemesh tzedakah umarpe, the sun of tzedakah and marpe, and it heals. Every makes a rain, means Eibush is in a good mood. So you should know that everything gets blessed, and even a prut in your pocket gets blessed. In other words, even those things that don't need rain, pennies don't need, prut don't need rain, and yet it's blessed. How do I know? Shenemar, it says the pasuk, Law says, I will give metal artzichem, I will make it rain, be eaten in its time, ulevorech es kol maasa yadech, and I will bless everything else you do. Whenever the Eibush makes rain, have it before ready. You can ask for other things as well, because the Eibush is in a good mood, and once the Eibush is in a good mood, rotzen, you can ask whatever you want. If you want to have a bracha, then don't keep on counting how much money you have in the bank, because a bracha will only be in a way that's not really noticeable. It's something which is hidden from the eye. Shemot says, "Yitzav Hashem itchas abracha." The Eibishter will give the bracha ba'asamecha, and we're touching asamecha means not only your awareness. Asamecha means everything that's hidden. Something you have no control. Shemot says, "Yitzav Hashem itchas abracha ba'asamecha." A thing that you don't really realize. If somebody goes in to measure his threshing floor, didn't count, you can ask for a bracha, even though it's there, you can ask for a bracha. And machlek, you actually make it b'shem malchus or not. He's chil lama. You start measuring, you can still make a bracha. I'm a baruch hashaleach bracha b'kirezeh. Thank you for giving me a bracha. More that once you measured the arik arbe, then you make a bracha. I raise it full of shav. It's a waste of bracha. V'she ein habracha metzuya. The bracha is not found. Loi bedover hashakol. Not in something that's weighed. Once you know exactly what it is, then you can't make a bracha. V'loi bedover amod measured. V'loi bedover amod. Not something counted. Ela bedover has something eyes. Something that's hidden from your eye. Yeah, but you can't make a bracha. If you want it exactly, you can't increase what you have. Rashi, Baruch Lebroche, Umaski, Bo Malchus. Rashi says you do mention Malchus, Vaaskore, Kechola Baruch, Rashi's Chlor, you say Shema Malchus in this Broche. Harezu till Shav, once it's done, Vishuvim Broche, Nichnas Boz, too late. Beloved, when I ain't Shein, you dare, so we don't know how much it is. Says Moravite, Kibbutz, Gayos, Tzedok, Parnasim, that's the next piece of Gemara. Omer Abyech, God rule Yemak Shamim, even though we said before it's kosher, but great is the rain season. Kiyom kibbutz goli is as great as gathering, to ingathering of all the exiles. Remember, it says, Shuvah Hashem Eshev Yisein, David should bring back all those who are all over exiled all around the world. Ka'afikim ha-negev, like raindrops in the Negev, in the desert. Ve'nafikim ha-mot, you know, afikim is rain, that's what it says. It's a pasuk, Vayiru afikim. Why don't you read the pasuk from Hazinu? Sorry. It's Yarif. Rabbi Yechaviah says, Godl Yemak Shavayiru Afika Yam, they saw the drops in the ocean, so we see it means rain. Said, Godl Yemak rain is as great. I feel the guy Yosses place, but even the army have to stop because they get stuck in their roads. Remember, it says, Tilomer Rava, you fill up all the burrows, the furrows, and Nachas Gidudah, the army, Gidudah, the battalions, they have to slow down. The Omer Rabbi Yechaviah, Ein Hakshamim Neetzorin, rain will not stop. Elabishil, place kids Dokka Barabim, in public is an appeal. And you say, I'm going to give so much docker, but very nice, and then you don't keep your word. Shneimar, it says, the sea and ruva yeshem oyin. You know why the winds and the wind and all that stopped? Because ishmis halal, people pride themselves in Masa Shekel with false promises. Now, amazing Rashi here. So, Poshup Shadim Mar is, because you did it in public, you stopped, in a way, you stopped other people from giving, because they said, oh, this guy gave so much money, what do I have to give for? And then you don't keep it, so everyone gets hurt. Rashi says, very interesting, Rashi, pois gets docker barabim, says Rashi. L'shem for the Eibishter v'lefnim in public. You only did it, you know, for public.
Shame is for your name.
Shame for your name v'lefnim, yeah, only in public. V'urcha de milsa nakat doesn't mean berabim. Shein adam osel tzedakah ben v'natz v'ein nisim. Really makes no difference if you even if in your house you made a promise to give tzedakah, you don't do it. The same thing happens. But why does Gemara say berabim? Because usually a person at home doesn't say, oh, I'll give tzedakah, unless he's a poor man. You actually give it. Usually you at home, if you decide to give tzedakah, you do it straight away. In public, you're other people there, you're out of shame. You go ahead and you make all these promises, you're out of covered, and then you don't keep it. So that's Urchi Muzanaka. But Rashi says that the same punishment makes no chiluk, Barabim or not. The scene with Rosh Rashi, Boyin lo Oilam, Kiluk Shami Yadiv Rain, the Ain Yodin, they don't come down, Mishul Ish, Hamis Halb, people who pride themselves on all these false promises, the Shem Shuwais Lefonim, he just does it for public. Umachni Vesanim, and he tricks the poor people, they all figure, oh, get excited, we're going to get this money. Ab Shamai, Machni Finis Oritz. Shamai, you will get me, Ain, okay. Probably not.